proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks. Live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
Well, all right, welcome to Talk CDL. Tyler, you know what? This is like episode 158 or something like that. I was looking on the thing. We're coming up on the big ones. So you realize, Tyler, that we actually are coming up. What is that noise I hear screaming in the background, Tyler? What's going on, big guy?
I just realized that my stuff's not plugged in here. So one second for me. Just go ahead and continue on with what you're saying.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and put you in the sound room for a minute. So what I realize is we're actually legitimately coming up on our episode of 160, but at the same time, we're coming up on our one-year anniversary, so kudos to all you listeners and viewers out there that have joined the Talk CDL team that pay attention. We just got a beautiful email from a driver or a guy that's looking to go drive, and he writes stuff. Tyler, did you catch that? Well, you got a lot of background noise, you know? Tyler. Hey, buddy. Okay, I put it back in the sound room. Anyways, so we're coming up on our one-year deal. And we just want to say thank you to everybody. And you know what? Lord willing, if we make it through our first year, we'll have a big old week that week for a Talk CDL week. Maybe we'll give out some T-shirts and all that good stuff. But, you know, a gentleman wrote to us today, and I'll probably talk to him a little bit more. But he had said something about sending us some articles that he writes for being healthy and this and that. And I invited him on the show. So who knows? Maybe he's going to do that. And he also said he's going to go ahead and get a CDL just to try to live the experience. I don't know if he's doing it just to be able to write an article and then get out of it. But hey, man, my hat's off to anybody that legitimately is going to say, hey, I'll just go in there and be a test rabbit and really live that life to see it. That way I can really write about it. So he's doing that. But anyways, welcome. It's Wednesday. I'm the only one on the air right now. Kelly's not here. Ron's not here. Diesel's still laying in bed with his chest cracked. And guess what? Old Rich is down there at the Dragon's Tail. I see Tyler finally popped in. We'll see. Let's see if he's got his mic working right now. Tyler?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you now.
All right. And not too much, nothing in the background.
No, you're good. Good job.
Yeah. I've been getting ready to leave here to go to Utah, and I had everything unplugged and packed, and because I was for some reason thinking we were done for the week this morning. So I put everything back together earlier and plugged some things in.
So, that's right. So our boy Tyler here, he's in Minot. He's in the Air Force, and they're shipping him over to Utah for 30 days, I guess, something to that effect. And Lord willing, he'll make the trip. He's going to drive over, and then he's going to drive back. What's the trip on that, Tyler, from Minot over to Salt Lake? Is it Salt Lake where you're going?
Yeah, Salt Lake. It's only like 992 miles or something like that, but it's a beautiful ride there, apparently. You know, you get to go through Billings, Montana, get to go down through Wyoming and stuff, so you're in some really beautiful territory going down, so
sweet.
It should be pretty nice.
All right. Yep. So anyways, guys, listen up real quick. We got a topic today. It's all about relationships with you drivers and your wives or drivers and your husbands, and I got to tell you, you're going to be surprised at a lot of the way, and some of the articles, I'm going to read it, and then I got a lot of comments from some trucker wives. I don't know if I'll put any names out there today, but we just want to, you know, Talk CDL, I'm just warning everybody right now, if you're not in the mood to hear some pissed off wives or some lonely wives, then you might want to turn it off today, because Talk CDL, the trucker show, we deal in truth, and, you know, one of our slogans is nothing's off limits. So we're going to get right into the meat of that. I'm going to let Tyler, can you take over, do some commercials for us, and we'll get right into it, okay?
Yep, sounds good.
All right, bud.
For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
Hey drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or a reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him Talk CDL, the Trucker Show, sent you.
Hey drivers, Troy here with TalkCDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right, just click on one app called Driver Pulse and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to tenststreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10th Street. Get it today. All right, welcome back to Talk CDL, the Trucker Show. Tyler, you with us?
I'm here.
All right. Well, listen, guys, I want to let the cat out of the bag here. Tonight, we're going to be talking about truckers and their wives, relationships, and all their good stuff, okay? And I want to introduce – I don't know how that just got in the sound room. I want to introduce a trucker's wife. I have her on the show today. Her name is Ruth Ann, and her last name is Austin. As you can tell, she's my trucker wife. This is the woman that I married many, many, many years ago.
And she was married to me during my trucking days while I was out on the road. And there was a couple of years she went with me, and there was a couple of years where she stayed at home, raised a family, did everything. But anyways, I want to just introduce her. Ruth Ann, honey, baby, how you doing?
Hi.
All right. And now, sweetheart, we know that you're not shy, so go ahead and speak up.
Okay. I guess we're going to be talking about wives, the best part of the couple, right?
Yeah, we'll be talking about the better half and what they're saying out in the road. In fact, I'm going to go ahead, Tyler, I'm going to go ahead and read the article so that we can just get this right out here for everybody to so I can get it out here for everybody to read. I'm just going to go over to it real quick, and somehow I'm missing it. Wouldn't that be something if I missed it? Now, okay, here we go. So, and realistically, let me tell you what it's saying. It says, let me get up to it. Realistically, the article itself talks about husbands and wives and basically, you know, what the wife has to go through and everything. So what I did was, and we'll continue, we're going to continue a lot of this. I'm trying to sound like I know what I'm talking about here. But we're going to continue this probably Saturday. But I want to read a couple of the articles that some of the ladies wrote. Okay. And this is in a blog that was posted on a site that shows what these people are going through. Okay. This one is titled "Husband Has New Female Driver Partner Having Hard Time With It." And this lady is, we credit lifeasatrucker.com. What she writes in is basically her husband. Okay. Let me just go back to that article for you. Again, man, I'm stumbling through my screen here. It says,
"Am I making you nervous?"
Yeah, baby, you're making me nervous. You always make me nervous. Right. So here's what it says. It says, "My husband is new to trucking. Okay, has been over the road for 4 months. He just recently was put with a young female that's also new to trucking. Oh, now, it says, I'm feeling." This is a lady's true feelings. This is what she writes, and she says, "I'm feeling uneasy about the whole situation. Being together for so long, is it a good or bad thing? ? Then she says, I'm scared they might start feeling something for each other. Am I thinking too much? Help. Okay. I'm going to give you my thoughts on this. I'm going to let Tyler and my babe chime in and give their two cents. But I want to start off by saying this. I'm not going to fault anybody that's complaining, the wife or the man. Because one thing about feelings, we're talking about how people feel. We can never say to another person, this is how you have to feel. We could say, this is the way you probably should be looking at it. But you can never, if somebody is mad at something, that's the feeling they got in their heart. If they're happy, that's the feeling they got. If they're sad, that's the feeling they got. So now here's a lady, and I believe she has a legitimate concern. I mean that sincerely, because let's be honest with each other. Babe, you were in the truck with me for a couple of years, and you know, even though it was a condo, it's pretty small when you're sharing it. You got one bedroom. So, you know, here's a lot of times the rule of thumb would be he's driving, she's sleeping, she's driving, he's sleeping. But look, let's be honest with each other. What happens when you're laid over for a weekend somewhere? And maybe you have a double bunk in there, but you still have a female that's in her pajamas or whatever she sleeps in. You still have a man in what he's sleeping in. And it really can't be too great. Like she writes in and says, you know, here she is sleeping at home, and she wakes up at 1 o'clock in the morning just wondering, is my husband and this female young driver starting to have feelings for each other, being that they're together all the time now. They're a team. They sleep together. They and it's supposed to be all professional. I would say she has a legitimate gripe, and I believe the guy really shouldn't be. I believe he should probably look for a different company, and that's my opinion, and that's the way I feel. Tyler, you want to go first, or you want to let our, the lovely Ruth in?
And she can go ahead and go first.
What do you think about that?
I have
that,
like,
babe?
A lot to say.
Well, go ahead, babe. Go ahead.
Okay. First, the guy has only 4 months OTR, and the person the company paired him with is new to trucking. That doesn't even sound like something a actual company nowadays, a company that would do that. They wouldn't stick someone that only has 4 months over the road with a team partner that is very new to the company also.
Yeah,
another
they
thing
do
that. I can't see a lot of companies doing that. Name
oh, yeah.
Stuff.
Your big companies. Your big companies will take somebody with like 2-3 months experience and make them a trainer even.
I don't know about that. But
crazy.
Not only that, but most companies don't want to put male and female together because of all the lawsuits that can end up coming out if they get angry with one another. I mean, it doesn't take much. So most companies, especially the big ones, don't want to sit there and put a mix, you know, a male and a female in a tractor at the same time. That's why they don't have trainers train female. You know, if it's a male, they won't train that. They make them stay with the same sex in the tractor because they don't want a lawsuit against them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm thinking that there's something fishy going on there, but that's me. That's my spidey senses going off.
But let me ask you, Miss Ruthann, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Do you believe at least the wife at home, if this is all legitimate, if the husband was put with a female, legitimately, not of his doing, because it almost sounds like you're thinking maybe those two are using that as a front or whatever. But my question is, if it's legitimate and they stuck them together, what are your thoughts? Do you think that the husband should quit his job? I mean, be honest now. If I was out on the road and I got a female partner assigned to me by the company, would you have that at all?
No, I wouldn't.
I didn't think so.
And what I would end up doing is, you know, and this is what he should have done, truthfully, is he should have requested that they don't stick him with the same, with someone, you know, a female partner. I mean, if it was something that the company necessarily needed, they shouldn't have stuck a female with a male. And if they shouldn't enforce that on someone that really truly doesn't want to have someone of the opposite sex in the same tractor as them.
So then you're actually on one of the rare occasions in agreement with your husband, that's me, that, you know, she has a legit gripe if this is really going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
Tyler?
If it's a really, you know, extremely good job and they are insisting on it for like a week, I mean, I can't see it being, you know, something that's being forced upon him for them to do that. If it's worth a marriage, nothing's worth a marriage for them to, you know, like, I would basically tell you quit the job.
Yeah.
If that was the end result, if the company wouldn't work with you, then I would say quit the job. We'd make it work other ways because nothing's worth putting a stepping stone into or a stone inside of something that would make it bad.
Tyler, I got a question for you. How would the lovely Miss Christina feel if you guys were in this situation? Talk to me.
You know, I've been, now they're out on the road a lot, so I guess that's a little bit different, but I mean, I've worked with females all the time, and I don't know, just something she really, I guess, doesn't worry about, but in this specific situation, I could see there being discontent with it, for sure. The female at home definitely has, there's nothing wrong with her feeling that way, you know. I don't see that the female writing this article has, she might not have anything to worry about, but, you know, it's kind of one of those things, if you can avoid it, I strongly believe in, if you can just not stick yourself in a situation, you're usually better off rather than having the wandering mind do what it does. So, but in general, I don't know. I think it'd be something she'd be, you know, a little skeptical about, but at the same time, as long as I'm bringing home the bacon, I don't think she'd care too much, as long as I was on, you know, maybe like Skype all day.
Wow. Ruthanne, sweetheart.
It's a very rare occasion when
you agree with me and I agree with you, but this guy Tyler, for him and I to actually agree, that's even weirder. I mean, I'm telling you, we're usually in disagreement. So I'm liking the show tonight, man. Gosh, go ahead, Ruthanne. You wanted to say something else.
Well, even if the wife had 100% trust in her husband, that's, you know, it has, I don't think it even has a factor of being trust. The woman, I mean, here's some scenarios. First, the woman could be, you know, a tramp and be tempting him endlessly and making him be distracted and
you
not being able to perform. Huh?
The trucker female could be a tramp, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And be, you know, basically distracting the driver, you know, the husband, all, you know, constantly while he's trying to perform his duties as a professional driver. Or she could be a person that, you know, even if she wasn't doing anything wrong, but if something happened, you know, like say she had a backing accident, right? Told the driver, you know, like, oh, I can't afford to have this accident. I need the job. And she wanted him to take the blame for it. And he's like, no, I'm not going to blame it. You know, I'm not going to take the blame for your incident. And she goes, well, if you don't take the blame, I'm going to tell him that you were inappropriate with me. You know, there's so many things that can happen in any of those kind of situations. Even if it wasn't. Yeah, that was.
No, I'm serious. You're bringing out stuff that I didn't even think of. And that's true. How many times have a, and she's right. I never even thought of that angle, Tyler. You put a man and a woman in a truck, all a woman has to, and look, I'm not knocking females. You know, we have our girl Kelly that comes on here all the time. She's superwoman, you know, flatbed 10 years, the whole nine yards. But, you know, you get, Ruthanne's right. You get a female that's ticked off, man, and accuses a guy, boom. You know, I think you're better off really, man, team with a man. But I don't know, Ruthanne, I don't know if you caught the show a couple weeks ago, Tyler and I had on Prime Inc., and you know who they are. They're out of Joplin, Missouri, or Springfield, I think. And they just got a giant lawsuit for this exact same thing. What happened was they were refusing to let men and women train together, and therefore women were being held up for like up to 18 months to get what a female trainer, which was costing them their career because they had to wait that long to be trained. And they went and sued Prime, and these girls are getting paid, man. They won the battle in court, I guess. And it's getting paid out. Now, I guess Prime's going to be like, hey man, whoever wants a team with whoever. Cause what they were trying to do was protect females from sexual harassment. And then the lawsuit came back and said, so what you're doing is you're saying every man is going to sexually harass a woman. So now you're insulting men. And I'm telling you, it got pretty crappy over there in Missouri. So, you know, I could see your point with what happens. And that goes on every day where somebody accuses somebody of something and yada, yada, yada. But hey, you know, good angles, guys. Let's move on to the next lady that wrote in about her husband. And her title says, Trucking Ruined My Relationship. And here's what it says. Listen to this article. I want you to pay attention. It says, my fiance has been a trucker for a little over a year. Now, remember, before I read this, this is going to sound pretty bad, this one. But what I don't want y'all to do is just start. I mean, if you want to put the lady down, go ahead. But realistically, there's other ladies in here going, hey, you know, we understand women have feelings and this is the way you feel. And you can't make her feel different. You know, this is, she's just being honest about her feelings. So she says, my fiance has been a trucker for a little over a year. When he first decided to go to trucking school, I supported him since I thought he would be doing local driving. She says, to my surprise, he decided to do OTR. And since then, our relation has gone to SHIT. It says, in the beginning, I would stay up to be able to talk to him while he drove. After our daughter was born, my focus turned to her and the phone calls became less frequent. He wouldn't try to hold conversation, or he was either busy eating, checking on his scaling, you know, just doing whatever around the truck. He was always too busy to talk to me, is what she's saying. It says, eventually I got tired of it. And now I just see him as my father's, or as my child's father. She said, I've gotten so used to being alone and as a single mother, that when he is home, when he's on home time, he just pisses me off when he even tries to tell me what to do. Basically, what she just said there is he's not around so much at all. And when I see him like once a month or whatever, he'll kind of boss me around a little bit. And it's like, shit, he's not even really my husband the way he acts. And it pisses me off to even hear a guy tell me what to do because he's not in my life. She says, to top it all off, he's gained a lot of weight. And I can't even see him anymore. I can't see who he is anymore, she said. It's so unattractive that I won't even have sex with the guy. It says, when we were first got together, I would love holding his hand, and now it's just embarrassing. I've even considered cheating on him since he doesn't understand that I'm done with him. It says, and then, you know, it really a bunch of ladies start writing to her, and some of them are saying, hey, we actually do understand what you're saying. So I'm going to – should we just turn this one right over to Ruth Ann, Tyler, or you got something you want to say about this one before she rips into it all?
No, we'll go ahead and keep the trend with ladies first.
God, Ruth Ann, what are your feelings about that situation? Now, you be honest. Now, I was on the road for many, many years, okay? And you know that I've always chased you around the couch and all that good stuff. But, you know, here's a relationship of you're gone. The man's gone for weeks at a time. And then all of a sudden, he kind of is so much into his work. Or I don't know, maybe he has a girlfriend. Who knows? But he gains a lot of weight, and he stops paying attention to his wife. And the worst part is he's not paying attention to her, and he's gone for weeks at a time. Sounds like he might not even be calling her every day. Where are you at on that, Ruth Ann? Is she feeling legitimate feelings?
I would say she is, because if you listen, first of all, they're not married. They're still fiancés. She didn't say how long they were together prior to him going to trucking school. But a relationship is still always two ways. It's not a one-way street. So what I'm getting when she said she made the effort of staying up late, but then when she had their daughter, she couldn't, which, you know, I understand that. I'm a mom. But when he made, like, doing a lot of stuff around the truck, there is responsibilities he has around the truck, but he still is not driving 24/7. He has to take his downtime. And during that downtime, he could call her. He can do other things, but it sounds like he's not as interested either. And when he's home, all he wants to do is tell her how to do things. That's not cool either, because if she's managing just fine without him, she don't need his advice when he is home. She just needs him to love her and support her otherwise, not tell her how to do things if he's not there. She's managing just fine. She wants a person that could be there as a emotional supporter, not as a tell me what how I have to do things kind of person. So I think she has a legitimate thing. As far as the gaining the weight, he stood by her while she gained the weight. I don't see that as, if you truly love someone, that gaining weight or losing weight isn't an issue. You should look at the health instead of, you know, oh, I'm repulsed by them because they gained so much weight. She should be more concerned about his health and the fact that he did gain weight. But if you truly love someone, their outside appearance isn't as damning as what she's making it out to be. It just more or less sounds that that's just another excuse of why she's not loving him anymore.
You know, you got a good point there, because if you think about it, we all grow old, we get uglier. Yeah, whatever the case is, you know what I mean? The attraction part's going to go away. It sounds to me, if she really, I mean, if I'm really digging into the nuts and bolts of this one, it almost sounds to me she's more, what's the word I'm looking for, offended or repulsed or turned off. Let's just say she's more turned off by the fact that it almost sounds like he stopped loving her first. You know what I mean? Because, look, when you think about it, if you love your woman, you're courting her, you're loving her and all that stuff, and then later on in life, you really don't really talk to her anymore and you really don't chase her. Let me tell you, one of the advices I got, besides praying and keeping God in your life, one of the advices I've always given people, babe, you know this, is never stop chasing your wife around the couch, because the day you do, there's like 10 guys waiting to chase her for you. So, you know, you've always got to make her feel like that you love her, if you do love her. I guess it's kind of hard to chase somebody around the couch if maybe he lost his feelings too. But I don't really think – I think that him gaining weight might have been the icing on the cake, because – like you said, if you really love somebody, like if he would have stayed at least with the attention and raising their kid together and realistically showing her that he really loves her. You know, he's out working and she's at home alone the whole nine yards. I think her love would have stayed there. Would you agree with that, Regine?
If he would have showed more of an interest, but she said that she was expecting him to go local and he went OTR. That right there, I mean, yeah, the money's more in the OTR than. Yeah, it's a huge difference. And going over the road versus local, I mean, if it's something that was a money factor that he really, you know, needed the money for the support his family, she should have stood by him and understood that, okay, he's got to go over the road till we can afford him to come off the road, whether it be, you know, the first 5 years while the baby is, you know, until she goes to school or whatever the case might be for them. I don't know that because she left that part out. It sounds to me like he started fading away from the relationship first because of those actions.
You know, Tyler, you got anything to add on this one?
No, I think you guys pretty much summed it all up. I mean, it's kind of – I think it's strongly independent upon how, you know, that relationship itself was originally, I guess, what their pillars are based upon. You know, they might have had a thing, you know, they both knew. Maybe they were both in really good shape beforehand, and that was one of their things that made them, you know, together. Maybe they met in the gym or things like that, and, you know, if he goes overweight – you know, so that could be something that bothers, you know, that could have been a deal breaker for them either way. Maybe the over the road thing, maybe he told her if he was going local and then he goes over the road, you know, right there, that tells me he's trying to get away. You know, in the end, what it boils down to for me with this specific comment is, you know, throughout all the changes, the biggest thing is you got to decide what you're willing to live with. And if, you know, what, I guess, where, who is putting in more effort. And it kind of seemed like maybe she was putting a little bit more effort there for a while. So I don't know. It's kind of a stinky situation. So,
yeah, like I said in the beginning of this, you can't change anybody's feelings. But let me tell you what I learned from trucking. I learned that it's like every other situation a man and a woman is in. The man thinks he's right. The female thinks she's right. I know there's guys out there listening right now going, F that bitch. She should never talk like that while her husband's out there bringing home the bacon. Now, and I'm going to tell you something. Guys, you almost have a legitimate Your feelings are legit, okay? But let's stop for a second and look at before, like Tyler and Ruth Ann just said. Before you got married, and this is where a lot of couples go wrong, whether you're a trucker or you're not, you forget how you fell in love, okay? You forget about that day you met. You forget about why you love that person. And then all of a sudden, you're growing one way, she's growing the other way. And then next thing you know, yous are growing apart, and 1 or 2 years are going, what the hell's wrong with that person? We were supposed to be married, and you change. You get different ideas. You got to go together. Everything you do has got to be together. Friends, forget the friends. It's my husband and wife are best friends from here on out. But here's what I would tell you. A trucker's out on the road. He's busting his butt. Is he lonely? Sure, he's lonely. He misses his family. He's up. He's running his brains out. He's tired. He's got fatigue. He's doing it to make a paycheck. He's putting up with a lot of crap to make that dollar, and he's lonely. And then what about the woman? She's at home sitting in comfort. Not really. Well, who does she got a conversation with? She's got conversations with 3-year-olds and 5-year-olds and 10-year-olds. She's got Disneyland conversations and princess conversations and all that other stuff. She can't wait till you get home, man. She's got to fix everything that breaks. She's got to watch the house and manage everything. And don't you think there might be a lot of nights where she goes to bed and she's scared? She's home with a couple kids. What if someone breaks in? What if something happens? She misses you. So I'm going to tell you, legitimately, trucking is hard on both of us. I'm not faulting the trucker, and I sure ain't going to fault the wife at home because, like Ruth Ann said, it takes two to keep the marriage together. You know what I mean? It takes – and husbands, never stop chasing her around the couch. And wives, never stop giving that love back also. But guys, you got to remember one thing. We're built differently than the females, okay? And they get hurt a lot quicker than we do, and that's just a fact. So I got one more I want to read here, and we're going to wrap this show up. Tyler, how much time do we got left?
Okay. Oh, let's see here. We're looking at 24 minutes.
Okay. This one's a little more happier, but at the end is a little bit of a curveball, so go ahead and listen to this one. This one's called Hello, Wives and Truckers. It says, well, ladies, my name is Victoria. My husband calls me Snugglebugs. I'm 24, recently got married July 13th of 2015. She says to my best friend, aw, where's the applause button? To my best friend and soulmate, he's been a driver for 15 going on 16 years, and he's long haul. Check it out. It says, I went with him, and it wasn't bad at all. I think that what brought us closer. She said, right, to the world, he's a trucker, but to me, that trucker is my world. She said, although sometimes it's hard, it's very hard to be away from him for so long, especially when we got married. He was here for 2 days and then had to leave, and we really didn't get much of a honeymoon, she said. We were both looking for, but it all turned out fine the next month, but yet it's scary seeing him leave. It's terrifying when he calls or we're on the phone and the weather is acting like the planet doesn't exist or people no longer live in it. Or it's crazy, she writes, crazy butt drivers that don't know how dangerous cutting a trucker off is, or they just don't care. I bet they'll care if they get hit. This is her ranting about what her husband has to go through. She says, it's scary to think about that stuff, but anywho, the positive side I have noticed is when he comes back home in my arms, it's like being reunited for the first time. Seeing him makes his job well worth wait. Hopefully soon I will be with him always, so I don't have to worry about him or those nasty lot lizards, LOL. So there you go. She says, with love and peace. So what she's saying is, listen, we have a great relationship. I love my husband. He does go away a lot of times without me, and it's great when we jump into each other's arms, but I can't wait to maybe be permanently with him out there on the road because of those lot lizards. So even though she's all confident, you hear at the end there, Tyler, she throws in that little, but I still know there's a bunch of tramps out there after my husband. So she's still working on a little bit of insecurities herself. Did you detect that, Ruthann?
Yes and no. I mean, to me, I think that she has a very, very good attitude towards it. If you look at it, she said her husband is driving, was it like 15 years and she's only 23. So he's a pretty,
I caught that too.
You caught that too? So he's really up there. He sees a good age difference between them. So she's still young and spunky and he's going through that, it sounds like maybe in his early 30s or, you know, mid 30s stage. So she still knows she's got a lot going for her in that aspect. But, you know, I think that she's got a good attitude towards being her husband being on the road. That is the biggest thing, is you have to remember it's not always going to be fun either way. You know, you're going to worry about each other, you know, husband's going to worry about their wife being at home. The wife's going to be worried about the husband out on the road. But yeah, when he finally comes back from the road, you have to still show him how much you love him. You can't sit there and when he comes home, give him this big honey-do list and say, here you go, get to work, you know? So it's nice that when he comes home that he knows he's coming home to a family that love him, because sometimes the driver's out on the road, like one of the other stories that you said, you know, the woman still might be truly in love and the man might not be. So you really don't know what kind of relationship the two of them have, because you don't know if he's getting away just to make life easier for himself, or, you know, where she's wanting him to go away to make things easier at home for herself. You don't know that, but I like them a lot better. That's a good, I like that article much better.
Well, baby, I want to read this article that all this came from, and we may just continue this this coming weekend or whatever on the show, but Lord willing, let me read the article with where all these blogs came from. Here's what it says. It says, truckers' wives. Truckers' wives are faced with serious challenges with an over-the-road trucker as a husband. Not only is she left with the responsibilities of maintaining the business of the home, also has to raise the children. Of course, if there are children, she says, in a world that constantly demands an increase in effectiveness to raise those children successfully. In a good relationship, to be the wife of a trucker is tough, to put it mildly. I am sure in a shaky relationship, a trucker's wife may easily suffer emotionally from lack of attention, lack of appreciation, or lack of support. It takes a strong, independent, understanding woman to be a trucker's wife. And I second that. I've always said that. And support her husband wholeheartedly, and she should be cherished. It says, message to truckers who have a good wife at home. Don't ignore the stories you hear from other truckers about their wives, how their wives decided to move on. She goes on to say, I know some women are trifling and abuse or take advantage of their trucking husbands sometimes. Those are not the women this is talking about. Honestly and truly, it goes on to say, if you have a supportive, trusting, understanding woman at home that treats you with respect and admires you, admires how tough your job really is on the road every day. It says, if you have that kind of woman at home, show her some appreciation, and understanding, trust, support, and respect. Show her the love she deserves. Don't just utter the words, show her. You know, and I'll stop right there, because there's other stuff this article goes on to say, but babe, Ruthann, what do you think of that? What that woman just wrote, does that really sum it up for a trucker's wife? Because I'm going to let you pretty much have a couple minutes here to tell everybody you are a legitimate trucker's wife. I was on the road. You were taking care of the kids. We lived in a farmhouse. Therefore, things were always needing to be fixed. And you weren't afraid to pick up a hammer, pick up a shovel. You did it all, little lady like yourself. So, you know, I was out there. I'm hoping you trusted me, and our relationship never crumbled. But again, this article's right. It takes a strong woman to be married to a trucker. And I will second that, because I was gone for weeks at a time. Go ahead. The floor is yours, girl.
Well, yeah, it takes a strong, it does. I mean, because you're basically living as a single person with a married heart. I mean, you're doing everything. You're taking care of everything that has, you're doing both, you know, you're doing the mother and the father job, the husband's job. You're doing all of it. It's like you're single taking care of everything, but yet in your heart, you're married. So it does take a strong woman to do that. But I think what else they forgot is, you know, maybe the guy's going through just as much turmoil having to be away. He knows he has to support his family. He might not want to. You know, but he's got to be out on the road too. So it's just as tough for him to be away. I just think that it's more responsible for the woman to kind of pick up all of that and show him her support and how much he's appreciated in doing that and what he's giving up too. Because, you know, it's being a truck driver is not a dreamy job either. You don't, you know, it's not all fun and games. You have to deal with a lot too. Not only are you out on the road dealing with all the idiots out there driving, you're also having to deal with your shippers, and you have to deal with all the people at the docks and the other drivers, period. You know, everybody wants to get in the docks so they can get out. It's not even your dispatcher. I mean, there's so much that you have to deal with too. So it's very stressful of the you know, both people and
dear.
Huh?
Keep going. I said I have her trained. She knows all. She knows what goes on out there. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying that it's definitely a lot of. I think as a woman, you're used to carrying a lot of the, maybe the supportive and emotional type of help. You know, guys are good for the stronging, you know, dealing with heavy stuff, maybe doing the supportive of income. But we are there to do everything else. I mean, I'm not one of those liberal women where I feel as though, you know, I don't want 100% equal rights. I don't care about that. I care about what's going on in my house. So if my husband's going to go out and earn the income and I'm going to stay at home and raise my children, we had four kids while you were on the road. You know, one of them was an infant. So there was a lot of that we had to deal with while you were on the road. So when you look at everything that has to be done, that's just part of being responsible and working as a team.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're going to be out on the road working, I'm going to be out, you know, at home taking care of everything. I got to be supportive of you just as much as you're supportive of me.
And you heard her, guys. One of the key secrets is keeping her knocked up. Knock her up.
Well, here's
Come home
the thing.
And play.
Women worry about what their husbands are doing out on the road, but husbands worry about what you're doing at home too. That's what happens.
We wonder about the UPS man showing up. When you're out on the road, we're thinking, hey, that UPS guy, he's pretty cute. I hope he ain't making a delivery to my house. Damn him. You know, I'm telling you, that's what truckers think. But anyways, listen, awesome. I really, honestly, it's hard to get her to come on the show. She's been on like one other time, I think. Were you on more than once before, babe? So this is like your second time. I think you were on like in the first five shows or something back when we were just getting started. And now I finally got you to come on because of Trucker's Wives. And look, I'm going to tell you, and some ladies might be listening to Ruth Ann and saying, I disagree with her. Maybe, you know, she needs to be more women's lib type. And you know what? And what maybe you're showing, babe, is what really a successful trucker's wife attitude is more like. You know, like you said, you were more concerned about, hey, I need my house to be run efficiently. He's bringing home the money. I'm going to do this. We got a good thing going here. And look, it didn't last forever. We were on the road for so many years, and we haven't been on the road in 21 years, you know, but we've been in trucking where we never left trucking. So look, bottom line here is, and I'm just going to tell you this. The bottom line is, your commitment has to be to your husband. Your commitment has to be to your wife. And that's really what it takes. When you're out there, drivers, I'm just going to tell you truthfully, when you're out there, cell phones, FaceTime, what's that other one called? Skype. I mean, come on. It's like every night. If I was on the road, remember, babe, what did we have? We had payphones. You know what I mean? So, you know, I was putting quarters in the payphone to call you all the time. So, look, you really got to make the effort. Call in. I don't care how tired you are. Call in and tell her you remember. You remember all those beautiful moments. Pick out a moment that made you smile, that made you so excited to be her husband. And ladies, the same thing, man. Encourage. I'm going to tell you something, Ruth Ann, this is the truth. Without you backing me and supporting me, I'd never been able to do what I did. I mean, we guys need somebody to pat us in the back and go, hey, you're doing good, man. We're like dogs. You itch us behind the ear or scratch us right up near the tail, and I'm all happy. Throw me a snack, I'm good to go. You know, but you know, always complaining or you know, being negative about what I'm doing or what the driver's doing, that's going to create turmoil. So, ladies, be supportive. Men, make sure you cherish, respect, and support your wife, too. I mean, I'm just telling you, Dr. Troy knows what he's talking about, okay? Praise God. And get the Lord in your lives. I'm going to tell you that right now. Without God, it's hard to have a marriage. There's three people in a marriage, husband, wife, and God. Just always remember that. But that's it for me. Ruth Ann, you got some final thoughts? We're getting ready to wrap this thing up. We're going to continue this, by the way, if we can, maybe Saturday or Sunday. We'll continue talking about trucking relationships, if I can dig up some more stuff. Anyways, you got anything for them, sweetheart? You got a closing statement.
Well, as long as they remember that, you know, the husband's out there to help, to bring the income in for the wife, you know, so she can be, you know, at home raising the kids, hopefully. You know, of course, there's times where they have to go out and work too. So, you know, both parents are out working. But it's not that he's, most drivers don't go and go out into the industry solely to have fun. That's, it's never like that. They have to deal with a lot of garbage, just like the wife would have to deal with it. It takes two people to make it work. And as long as both of them are supportive one of another, you can't go wrong. But talk about it too. And Facebook now has chat on their messenger. So there's no way that they can't talk to each other.
There you go. Well, thank you, babe, for coming on. We appreciate you. When's the next time we can get you on the show? Going to be a while or what?
I don't know.
Tyler, I'm going to give my final thoughts. I'm going to turn it over to you like I always do. Guys, gals, this is my final thoughts for the show. First off, if we're alive tomorrow, praise God, Lord willing, we're going to get up and do the show again, like we always say, okay? But really, here's the bottom line. Mike, whenever someone's having marriage problems, you know what his marriage counseling is? I'm serious. He'll get the man and the wife together, and he'll say, behave. Now, I know it might sound stupid, but all you got to do is behave. That means men, keep your eyes on the road and not other women, not lot lizards. Ladies, keep your eyes off the damn UPS man and do what you're supposed to do at home. Keep the family unit strong. Keep God in your life. And always remember, tell I'm going to tell them. Babe, you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell them what I always tell you I'm remembering. Just tell everybody out there in Talk CDL.
The day.
The day. What day? Tell them what day.
The day we met.
There you go. Every time. Almost, how many times do I tell you that?
Oh, geez. Usually a couple times a week.
There you go. And how long have we been together?
22 years.
Lord willing. Still chasing you. And look, and that's just really what it's about, okay? Every now and then she lets me catch her. But look, here's the bottom line with it, seriously. Guys, start remembering why that beautiful sweetheart of a bride is in your life. And ladies, start remembering how great he is. And your love can only bloom from there. I'm telling you, man, this is becoming a love show. It's kind of weird. But anyways, that's my trucker brothers and sisters, I really wish nothing but the best for you all out there. I'm pulling for you. Anybody that's having marriage problems or problems with their fiance or girlfriends, just I'm telling you, you kill them with kindness. It's hard for them to fall out of love with you if you stay in love with them. That's a good slogan. It's hard to fall out of love with someone if the other person stays in love with you. It really is, okay? Because if somebody falls out of love, maybe they weren't in love to begin with. That's my final thoughts. God bless everybody. I'm going to turn it over to my compadre, Tyler, like I always do, and he'll be in Utah, hopefully broadcasting from there. Tyler, you going to make it there by Saturday night, or are you not going to be on Saturday night?
It'll depend on when I leave. I don't know when I'm going to leave. If I'm going to... Yeah, I don't know. I'll either, if anything, I'll call in from the road if anything. Hopefully
sweet.
I'll be able to have signal. So, yeah.
All right, buddy, it's all yours.
All right. Yeah, crazy, some crazy articles, you know, comments from these female, I guess just wives, trucker wives. It can go both ways, honestly. You know, husbands could be at home and the wives could be out. We've actually, you know, heard of that and spoke to some truckers that do just that. So, you know, it's this information that goes both ways. You know, a trucker, a guy who's at home rather, you know, needs to be doing the same exact thing, you know, trust in your spouse, you know, and if you can't do that, then you kind of got some other stuff you got to work on. So I would just say head over to talkcdl.com. Okay. And post your comments below. Most likely if you're listening to this, you're listening on TalkCDL.com or you're on iTunes or Stitcher or one of our other, you know, outlets there. So if you're on one of those other outlets, head over to TalkCDL.com, find season 2, episode 29, Life of Trucker Wives. Click on that episode and then just comment boxes below. Give us, you know, your story. Let us know if you're a wife. Let us know your deal. If you're a husband out on the road, let us know your deal. If you're vice versa and you're a wife out on the road, let us know what your husband does. Does he do side projects? Do you have a really nice waxed vehicle at home? I mean, just, you know, interact with us because we love hearing from you guys. Aside from that, I'd say drive safe. And we will speak with you Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If there's any changes, just make sure you like our Facebook page at facebook.com/talkcdl. Any updates or changes and everything else like that, we post on there daily, usually multiple times a day, giving you guys some great content. So aside from that, I'm going to go ahead and end the episode. Thank you guys so much. Once again, drive safe and enjoy the last couple of days of your work week.